Hello, welcome to another episode of Break the Mold Podcast. I'm your host, LaTanya, and I also go by Lady L. I'm an image consultant and creator of At Her Best Style. Keep in mind that change is never comfortable. You are going to hear sensitive topics within this podcast. Some topics may resonate with your personal life. The topics discussed aren't meant to offend anyone. They are to bring personal healing and growth. In order to heal, you must first accept accountability for your role and be open and willing to hear the truth. Not the filtered truth, but the entire truth. Now understand, when you're dealing with the truth, truth sometimes is never easy to accept, but it is the only way to get a breakthrough to your healing. This is why, again, I stress this podcast is for people who are ready for change, for people who are ready to deal with the things that may be holding them back and sensitive issues we all face. You are not alone. We are all dealing with sensitive issues in our own walks. What you're hearing along with these topics, someone else may have encountered or conquered. Life brings so many different situations. We've all had different experiences. We've all acquired different traits from the generations before us. So again, there are a lot of sensitive topics that we will discuss. Just be mindful and don't take anything personally. Don't internalize a lot of the information that you are hearing. If it resonates, recognize the issue and change it for the better. Don't internalize that you take it as a personal attack on you. If you hear a topic that resonates with you, look at it as God's way of bringing you to this topic so you can deal with it, heal from it, and conquer it. So you are no longer a victim to it and become a conqueror. If you hear any subject matter that within this podcast and you start to feel attacked or you feel offended, take a moment to pause the episode and tell yourself, this is not personal, and I should be not taking this personally. These are just tools to help me with what's really bothering me. And if the subject is really bothering me, then it is something that I need to be seeking help on. Rather, it being counseling or talking amongst positive peers and people who can genuinely help me to overcome this. I want my listeners to think of us as me. I don't have a co-host this time, but think of me as your big sister, okay? And we are having an intimate conversation because this is exactly what this is. If you and I were sitting in a room across from each other and you brought me an issue that was pressing on your heart, we would be having a discussion like this so that we can help you get to the bottom of the issue and heal. Again, I'm rooting for you, and let's get to the episode. All right. So I got a lot to address. I got a lot to say. So first of all, welcome to all my listeners. If you are new to the podcast, thank you. We're so happy to have you here. And if you are a longtime listener, thank you for your support. I really appreciate you. You know, we've been growing and I'm loving the vibe and everything that's going on and where we're headed. So I want to get some things out of the way real quick because I want to jump into this episode. First of all, I did 2 episodes for this Friday, June the 10th. So check out my other episode, A Lesson in Understanding Ourselves. That is so important. That is a lesson on communication that kind of rolls into this episode. So please, please, please take some time and listen to that one and then jump on over into this episode. If you did listen to the other episode, you noticed that my voice changed a little bit. So I was a little bit more in a serious tone on that episode than this one. And the reason being is because that's going to happen when you're dealing with communication. You know, y'all know I'm an expert in the communication part. That's the thing I stand for. In one of the areas as being an image consultant. So, you know, there's a time to play and then there's a time to get serious. You know, there's a time for everything under the sun. And, you know, and that's Bible in a way, too. You know, this is time to cry. This is time to laugh. This is time to weep. This is time to sew. You know, time for everything. So we had to be a little serious on the last episode because I feel like it's a foundation we got to get right. We got to really do the work on that in order to set the right foundation within our lives. Sometimes we can be a little bit too passive when it comes to things. And if we don't take certain things seriously, you can never have change, right? And I think that was what happened. Like, even what's going on in the world, I think we knew things needed to change in certain areas, But we collectively were a little bit too passive on it, and things just got a little bit worse. So now we are in crucial times, and we need to fix some things that needs a fixing, okay? Because the math just ain't mathing out here, okay? We got to get some stuff right. So that one was a little bit more serious in tone. And now we're a little bit more... I don't want to say cheerful. We're a little bit more relaxed. But I got some serious stuff to tell you, okay? But just a different tone. Also, in the intro, if you notice, I don't like to do a recorded intro where I record the intro and just play it and we get into. Sometimes I like to just start my episodes off and read my intro, because there might be things in the intro that I need to emphasize, as you saw I was emphasizing, to bring awareness that you might hear something. Don't take it personal, you know, like just things like that to let you know where the episode is going with the content that we're going to be talking about. Okay. So to set the tone, so you're not hit with the woo, you know, so I just wanted to do that and let you guys know. Also, I was going to have a co-host with me on this one, but I decided not to at the last minute, but it's all good because we got so much coming and so many people we can talk to about things, but this one, I didn't need that. So again, go back, listen to a lesson in understanding ourselves, and then jump into this episode. All right. Okay. So in this episode, we all been talking about it. We've all said it, but we saying it. But what are we doing about it? You know what I'm saying? Because we've all said this. I actually had a conversation with my dad the other day, and it led me to want to do this episode. So I'm going to title this episode, "This Generation is Different." Okay? So if you didn't catch that, the title is "This Generation is Different." Okay, it's the conversation of the internet right now. Okay, depending on when you were born, I'm a child of the, I was born in the 80s, and I was like kind of, you know, a child and teen in the 90s. And we had a different upbringing. If you were born in the 70s, you had a different upbringing, probably a little similar to mine's. And if you were born in the 60s, 50s, y'all know. Now, these chaps, that were born in like the late 90s and the 2000s and beyond, they a little different. You know, each of our generations is different, but they really, really different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we got to talk about it. And you know, I be having them conversations with my dad. Y'all know y'all ever had them conversations, like them porch conversations, depending on where you from. If you from the South, well, we weren't on the porch, but you know, it's like when them porch conversations where you just get together and you talk about life and stuff, and you know, how times have changed. One of them. So, I'm 40. And when I was in school, grade school, that is, a lot of my generation, who I went to school with, they started having babies at an early age. Now, this isn't just with my generation. I'm just speaking from my perspective. This has happened generation before me. But I really think it kind of increased, because girls my age were having babies at the age of like 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, a lot early on, and even earlier than that. And I can recall being 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, all that in my college years. I wasn't ready to be nobody's mama at that age. You know why? I didn't even know who the hell I was at that age. I hadn't learned myself. I mean, I had goals, I had dreams, you know, I came into myself, you know, like fashion wise, I knew what kind of fashion style I like, you know, and of that, how my hair I like to have, you know, stuff like that. But I was still figuring myself out. I knew what I wanted to go to college and study. I knew what I wanted to do after I graduated, like the career I wanted. But let's be honest, even when I was in college, I changed majors. So that, you know, because you get open to new experiences and newer things. And that even changed my perspective on that. I came in as a broadcasting major and I changed to integrated marketing communications, which I spoke about it on another episode. But it still had broadcasting, but it just kind of added on some other courses, some business courses and some marketing courses. I felt like it would make me more well-rounded. And for those who don't know, integrated marketing communications, it's just a fancy word for public relations. I don't know why they name it that, but that's what they do, because maybe it integrates all those things. But yeah. But the focus was still broadcasting, still with all of that. And you know, I knew that aspect of myself. You know, I was very confident then, and you know, one thing about me was I wasn't boy crazy then. You know, you got them girls, some of them are like boy crazy, and I wasn't boy crazy. I, you know, I thought boys were cute, but honestly, some of the disclaimer, don't take this personal. There wasn't like a, you know how some schools had that guy that everybody just be after, I guess. For me, no, I didn't see it. I just didn't. So I was more focused on the books per se. I thought more guys, you know, like the guys that had my interest were the guys on TV more than the guys at my school. Sorry, homies from around the way, just what it is. I'm sorry. I got all love for y'all, but real talk. These are real conversations. You got to be able to handle this, okay? So I had crushes on, you know, I had, you know, no disrespect to the relationships now. Y'all, I was like 16 and, you know, 14 probably. Yeah, because when he was 16, I was like 12. I had a crush on Usher. That's let's see, who else was my back then? They were celebrity. I don't like to use the word celebrity. I like to say public figure as an image consultant. But back then in my youth, I'm taking y'all back, right? Back then, my celebrity crushes were Usher, Raymond. I'm trying to think, actress and music. I'm not going to say another one because I do know this person very well now. So I'm not going to say who my other music-wise crush was, because it's so crazy because we're friends now. But I had a big crush on that person. That's ain't it crazy how life works? But I'm not going to say that one. But I'm trying to think. Who else the girls liked back then? In our Write On magazines. Y'all remember Write On back in the day? Word Up and Right On, because I still got them magazines at the house, y'all. I have a binder full of those pictures probably somewhere, because that's what I used to do. I used to have them on my walls. Y'all know the walls. Y'all know how it was. I'm really thinking about, oh, Genuine. Yep, I had a crush. Every girl, well, I won't say every girl, but most girls, then Genuine came out. Now, Genuine, I know you got daughters, but y'all got to understand, y'all daddy was, back in the day, had a crush on Genuine. He was too old, so I know that was never going to work, but I was saying, crush. He was very nice on the eyes. I think the thing I'm making it so hard is because the one crush I really can't say. And of course, you know, I like my LL Cool J. I want to say I didn't have a crush on LL Cool J, though. I love LL for who he is as an artist and a lyricist. So he wouldn't have been my crush. I just like his music style, his rap style and stuff like that. But let's see, actors. Bumper Washington was cute. Bumper Robinson was really cute back then. I used to watch Parenthood. It was one of Zaria's boyfriends, the early on one. He had like the fade. He was cute. Okay, well, I'm going to just chill right there. If some of them come to mind, I'll bring them up. But y'all know what I mean by this, okay? So I was into more of that. I wasn't into the everyday, you know, like guys around my way. But some girls are into that. And so, like, I get it. You know, like, as a girl, you grow up and, you know, you meet guys and, you know, you get into puppy love phase or, you know, like, your first boyfriend, first, you know, guy-girl relationship. And you got feelings and you don't know what to do with these feelings and you want to explore these feelings and stuff like that. So I say all that to say, a lot of things happen and, you know, a lot of girls end up getting pregnant sometimes and you don't know what life is going to be. Sometimes you think at that age, that's going to be the person you're going to be with forever. You don't see nobody beyond that because this is your first love and it's your first time experiencing something like that type of feeling. So you're thinking this is the all means. And so sometimes these girls are ready to get married. I had so many girls around the way saying they were, you know, me guys ready to get married, ready to get engaged. I'm like, girl, we 20, 21, we 19. We like, what? I ain't ready to get married. My best friend at the time, she got married really young in our early 20s, like 21. And it was so culture shock for me because I was like, girl, we in college. Like, what are you doing? Like, for me, I had the mindset at 21 or 20 year old. I wasn't thinking 35 at 21. I'm not saying she was, but I'm just saying, like, I didn't want to be grown. I didn't want to be anything but my age, okay? I was 21 and still on my parents' insurance, auto insurance, and health insurance. Like, do you want to pay your own auto insurance right now? Absolutely not. I'm going to stick on this plan and I'm going to ride this bitch till the wheels fall off, okay? No. I could still be on your health insurance right now? No. Don't kick me off until it's time. I'm going to ride that. Nah, like that's what my mind was. I wanted to live my life and just have fun at that age. So, and everybody's family is dynamic is different. You know, like I come from a family, a two-parent household, my mom and dad, but it don't mean I came from, my mom and dad aren't perfect people. You know, they two separate human beings with two separate personalities. And I always say, I don't even want a relationship like my mom and dad. They have their relationship and that works for them, but I don't desire to have what I see. I desire to have my own thing because I'm my own person. I have my own mind, my own goals, desires. I have my own love language. Hello, listen to the last episode. I was telling y'all to go listen to that other episode that dropped today. I know who I am as a person, so it's going to be different from me. And, you know, I have siblings and their relationships are going to be different as well. With their individuals. I have a sister and she's married. Her relationship is different. You know, like, it is what it is. So, no, but to go back. So it was, you know, it was in college. Marriage was the furthest thing from my mind, marrying somebody at that point. I'm trying to get the hell out this bitch. You know, like, excuse me, I'm cursing on this episode, but I just got to be real. It's like, my focus is, damn, am I going to graduate? And am I going to graduate on time? Because I had already had to take on an extra semester because I had changed my major. And so, you know, you have to do prerequisites. And that wasn't bad. I didn't fail or that. So that wasn't it. It was just a prerequisite. So I was cool with that. An extra semester? Shoot, that means less responsibilities. I'm still on your dime. Like, hey, party. You know, like, it is what it is. So, but, you know, when my friend got married, that was shocking to me because I'm like, ooh, you doing life. You like really doing life. Like you want some real stuff. Like, okay. So, and life changed quickly for her, not telling her story, but our trajectories in life were different, but it still didn't impact our friendship. We were still friends and, you know, like, cause she needed me, then. But she was just on a different track than I was. And then we were on two different sides of, I was on the East Coast and she had to end up moving. I won't tell her business. She had to end up moving cause she got married, of course. And so it was a lot. Then I started seeing other friends, you know, soft and got married in my 20s. I'm like, ooh, is this what we like? But it's not the later 20s, the more the early 20s. I'm like, ooh. Is this what we doing? Woo! Nobody, I didn't get that memo. Is this what we doing? Like, we thinking about marriage right now? Like, I'm just graduated college. I'm trying to figure out my career right now. Like, I'm still trying to figure out where I want to live. What's up? I'm trying to make my name great in this city because I was living in Charlotte. I had just came to Charlotte in 2000. And I'm like, I'm trying to take on the city and see what the city got to offer me. And, you know, like, and I lived that life. And I went out and tried to make my name, you know, and tried to do things like a publicist because, you know, I went to school for that. And I was trying to figure out how to get the experiences in PR because I couldn't go get a regular 9-to-5 because they wanted you to have 10 years experience to be a publicist at the time. And I'm like, I just graduated yesterday. Like, I'm going to get that experience. Had to go out and get the experience. And I was able to, thank God for the doors that opened up for me and the people who helped me on my grind, because I grind. And, but then you had other girls who were around me were having babies still. You know, I had, you know, some people at our graduation were pregnant or got pregnant right after graduation. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, and life was happening, you know, for people in different ways. So I remember a time where I was doing my thing in college or, you know, or post-college, and people were back home like, well, I see you doing big things, you know, and this and evil girls who probably, you know, like were pregnant or had a child and, you know, they had somebody else to look after. I still had love for them. My love ain't never changed for them or anything like that. But, you know, I can only imagine how they feel sometimes because, you know, them out, it's around. Sometimes they feel like you off doing big things and they stuck behind sometimes. And the reality again is just two different paths and decisions. And some people get pregnant for different ways, so I'm talking about right now the ones who made the choice to settle down versus things happen. I'm not talking about rapes and all of that, because there's so much to unload it. So let's just put a disclaimer there. There are various reasons why people get pregnant. You know, some people didn't intend to get pregnant and got pregnant. So we're not going there. That's not the conversation at this table right now, because we all know it can go separate ways. Let's talk about this first, and then maybe we'll do a clubhouse, you know, and we'll talk about the other ways. We'll talk about that. But coming back to this, when you're that age, you have to assume responsibility earlier than you anticipated. I think sometimes we see the pregnancy, and I'm not saying they did, I'm just saying we know you're pregnant for 9 months. If a full healthy pregnancy goes the full term of 9 months, there's a baby shower, gifts and stuff, and the baby is cute and you know all that. But then there's real life hits, because you have to, as a parent, you have to parent a child. And what happened, I think, with my generation is we have a lot of, and what we're seeing in the new age generation that's out now is those kids that were born back then with parents like my age or just a little bit older, I would say younger, let's go younger, my age and younger. This, some people might take offense to this, but it's just the truth. We got babies raising babies. Just because you are a certain age, just because you're 21, just because you're 25, there's a certain mindset that considers you to be an adult. Your age does not consider you to be grown or an adult. You can be 30 and still be a grown girl or a grown boy. If your mindset is still functioning at 20, 19, 18, and you're 30, or you still out here acting like, it's one thing to look, not look your age, because I'm 40 and I look 23, but my maturity is not acting like I'm 20 or 21. When you are a certain age, like 60 or 48, whatever, and you're acting like you're 20, 21, that's a grown boy. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how you look. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you accomplished. We got to know where we at. and some people haven't grown up. So you have grown boy, grown girl versus grown woman, a grown man. And a lot of times, sometimes we give the wrong title to things. This is why we're so conflicted right now. People are like, well, no grown man should act like that. We're talking to someone in their 30s and like, well, a grown man shouldn't treat a woman like that. You're absolutely right, my dear. You're absolutely right. But this is the thing. Just because he looks like a grown man on the outside and just because he's 35, he is not necessarily a grown man. That might be a grown boy. Hasn't matured yet. And the same thing can go for a girl. Just because she looks grown, you got to remember the mindset hasn't matured yet. You're still dealing with a grown boy or a grown girl. So I go back to parenting and this generation. The reality is, when you understand the mindset and that and where you fall, we have a lot of babies raising babies. You have grown girls and grown boys raising kids who haven't grown themselves instead of grown men and grown women raising kids. I'm gonna pause because I need you to get that. And I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back. Where we're at now in the times is we have grown boys and grown girls raising babies. Instead of grown men and grown women raising babies and kids. So when kids are raising each other, which is dynamically what we have, babies raising babies, it leads to chaos. Who's the adult in the situation? A lot of people have not had the time to even discover themselves because they were too busy raising kids. And when you take on a responsibility at an early age to become a parent and you haven't finished growing yourself, developing, you haven't finished your own personal development, you haven't learned life lessons, you haven't gone through all the seasons of life, because let's be honest, once you graduate, and a lot of people are graduating right now from college and high school, that's when life hits. And you're going to go through seasons. I think a lot of time in grade school, we went through happy seasons. You know, everything was happy, peaceful, joy. Hey, the party. Hey, we ain't had no responsibilities, okay? And then soon as we crossed that stage and turned our tassel, that's when life hit us. Some go into a stage of grief. Some go into a stage of other responsibilities. We go in different directions. And then we learn that life is about adulting. And learning how to be an adult. And sometimes it takes others longer to get there. Sometimes people are thrust into adulthood because they come to parents at an early age. And they're really not ready. Some of you are right now at home complaining about your spouse or the person you with because they're not doing their responsibilities. You know why you having that problem? It's because they haven't grown up. Just because they made a baby with you, that baby didn't automatically make them grow up. They are still stuck mentally. Some of them can have 7 or something odd kids. They are still stuck in a learning development stage that they haven't gotten out of because they haven't figured this part out about themselves. And you know why they can't love you? Even though they may have a family with you, y'all might have created babies together. They can't love you the way you need to be loved because they haven't grown yet. They don't know who they are yet. They never got a chance to experience that. They never got a chance to, excuse my friend, just fuck up in their 20s. While out in their 20s, get it right, get it wrong. Because 20s is about getting right, getting it wrong. You know, you try to figure it out. Hey, 30s, you kind of, you didn't live it a little bit. So you can kind of fine tune some things so you can horn in. 30s is like where the crash come in. It's like, oh shit. that's what it's like. You're like, okay, I didn't live. Okay, like what I really want. Then you start thinking about what you really want, but you might not really be there yet. It depends on your maturity level though. But your 30s, you're kind of like, okay, I think I know this now. Now let me work towards what I want. So everything is different, right? So, Shade Room, I'm going to put this out there, posted something the other day about the infant rate of kids dying due to taking melatonin. And we know drugs is the thing too that's out there. But as a child, I never took that. My mother never gave me that medicine. My father never gave me that medicine, or anybody who I was in care of never gave me that. Not my grandparents, my aunts, nobody. Not my neighbor. Because back then I came from community. Back then, community took care of community. Nobody offered that. Okay? If you needed to put your child to sleep, I come from the era of you get your ass in the bath. We took baths. Some people drank warm milk. I didn't have to take warm milk. I just played myself to sleep. They played themselves to sleep. You can even give a child a cold popsicle. Anything cold or ice cream, a little bowl of ice cream, a popsicle. It's so cold at night. And once they then took that bath and ate that coldness, they're gonna fall asleep. Or straight up, just put the child in the bed and turn the lights off until they get restless and they fall asleep, or read them a bedtime story, a book. This new age, they say sometimes people call it giving them nightly medicine. No, we don't give children nightly medicine. They can't handle that. And when you consume so much of it, and that's in their little systems. And you, as an adult, might be taking it. I can't tell an adult what to do, but you shouldn't be taking it nightly either. I don't know how that works. I mean, if you want to take it one time, but you can't. What's happening is you guys are becoming dependent on stuff. And then you're that same habit you're giving to your child. And I know life gets stressful. You got a lot on your hands. I don't. You got to work. Some of y'all going back to school, got to study. Some of you trying to just get a peace of mind. Housework, I get it. And the child is just rambunctious, maybe, or just, it's a lot going on. But you can't do that. So it's a little bit of both. Unfortunately, I gotta say it. This is a responsibility you assume when you become a parent early, or when you become a parent at any age. And that's why you got to prepare for this stuff and not try to grow up so fast. But at the same time, you can't do that. I come from an era where we knew our role models. Our parents knew who our role models was. My mom knew who I watched the most back then, like Brandy Girl. Girl, you stayed on in the house, Moesha. But I'm saying just more before Moesha. I love your music, and I loved you growing up. My grandmother in Chicago used to send me, anytime she saw you in an article, a magazine, she would send me, and she was like, let me send this to Tanya so that she can read up on her favorite music artists. See, da 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 da. So she nurtured that. Stuff like that. But at the same time, I wasn't trying to be Brandy. Brandy has her life. Brandy made mistakes too, and she became an adult, as we all do. And we can't let the internet, and we can't let society grow our kids up. And it's a tough one, but I wanted to touch on this because we have a cold red situation because a lot of you have not grown up yet and have a lot of responsibility on your plate. And you feel like you might have lost some years. You may feel like you've missed out on opportunities that other people had. You may feel like you were busy being an adult while everybody else is living their life. That's not a reason to be mad at the world. Everybody's situation is different, and I want to say that some people had to assume responsibility because of their parents. Oh, we're going to really talk about generations. How did this generation get here? Okay. I talked about how my generation grew up. But let's say some of these people are in this situation because they came from parents that weren't responsible either. And now because my parent wasn't responsible, I now had to assume an early responsibility. I couldn't enjoy my youth. I couldn't enjoy my childhood because I was busy taking care of my mama, my daddy, or the person who was supposed to be taking care of me. They were maybe still a grown girl and grown boy. They hadn't figured it out. I stopped there because that's a big one. And I know it hurts. And it's not fair. One thing about my father, and I was having this conversation with him, I told him, thank you for allowing me to be a kid. Thank you for allowing me to mess up. Thank you for being on me, because my dad keeps me grounded, believe it or not, y'all. My dad keeps me grounded. I sent my dad a picture the other day, and I said, Dad, look. Because I did my makeup or something in the hair, and I said, look, I look cute. My son said, yeah, you do look cute. Don't let it go to your head, though, okay? And I love that. He keeps me in line. He keeps me grounded. And my mom does, too. Trust me. And my brother. They all keep me grounded. And I love that. So they let me be me, but they also give me a good foundation to keep making sure I'm grounded. But I go back to those kids who, it's not fair. It is not fair to you that someone dropped a ball on you. And you do deserve to have your dreams come true. And you deserve to be able to figure out who you are and go off and live life. It's not fair. This is generational. I think this has gone on for so long. It's gone on before. That's why I hit another generation. I started with my generation and say it came to the generation before then. And then the generation before then too. Because babies been having babies for a while now. Okay? It ain't just mine. But I think it's been happening so long that now it finally hit a generation where it's just an all-time problem. And we got to look at it and say, when do we stop? We got a formula shortage. It's enough to stop and make you think for a second. We don't even have enough food out here to try to feed the babies. And they're steady coming in the world every day. We're not dealing with our traumas. We're not dealing with our pains. And then when we don't deal with it, it bursts into the next line in the lineage. Everything that you have going on inside of you, if you don't heal it, you birth to the next. And then it comes to the next. And then your daughter, you had a baby at 17. And now your daughter having a baby at 17. And now she's having a baby at 17. And then it becomes a generational thing. And now we're at this. And it takes a village to raise a child. It really does. It does take help. Like I said, I come from a generation of community where you can get advice. And we do help each other. First time when somebody gets pregnant, all the moms come in and try to help the new mom and try to give her some tips and advice. We still do that stuff today, even with the young moms and trying to help them. But what I appreciate about growing up is that I had elderly advice. There's a clip going around where the grandma's talking. And she's like, they asked the grandma, well, what would you do if a man hit you, you know, the man hit and the other guy, and what would you do? And she's telling her side, and she's one of the most sassy grandmas. I ain't sassy like that now. She, woo. But it's funny. But we still need them. You know, like, we need that generation. Like, the matriarchs of the family. The ones who chose to keep the family in line. But the problem is, our matriarchs are getting younger and younger and younger. So a lot of you are wearing multiple hats right now. Some of you are trying to figure who you are, and you got to wear the hat of mom, grandmother, and great-grandmother, all before you turn 50, probably. That's a lot of hats. And the thing about wearing many hats, because in life we're going to wear many hats. Sometimes you got to be the mother, the sister, and this and that. And that's why we're so overwhelmed. We're wearing all these hats, right? But this is the thing. You haven't even learned who you are as a person before you have now had to put on the hat of being a mother. Now you're trying to figure out who you are and trying to figure out this mother thing and trying to figure out, you know, you also have another life in your hands, and you're trying to figure out this person's personality and their character and who are they as an individual, because each kid is an individual. And now you have to put on another hat of grandmother. And you're still trying to figure out who you are, but yet you wear the hat of mother and grandmother. I know, it's a lot. And you got so much on you that is hard. Like, when we go back to parenting, we forget the one rule of parenting. It's not just love. Love is definitely, you are responsible for a life. So it's love. We don't know how to love ourselves. So it's hard to kind of love the human that we created fully. If we don't know our own love language, we don't know our child's love language. That's a huge thing. Because you could be showing your child love every day, and your child may not feel seen or heard by you because you're not speaking your child's love language, because you don't know your child's love language. You don't know what love looks like in your child's eyes. Or you don't know how your child learns. I go back to one of my other episodes. We all learn differently. And I just spoke about it in the other episode that dropped today, a lesson in understanding ourselves. Okay, so you're either an audio learner, a visual learner, or learn by doing. Some of you don't know how your child learns. So I go back to trying to put your child asleep at night. If you don't understand your child's love language or how they learn, how are you going to know how to get them to go to sleep at night? I'll pause. It might be something so simple. But because you don't know these things, you're giving them melatonin? I can't even say it. You know why I can't even say it? Because I don't deal with that. I don't even deal with that. You don't want to be dependent on something to help you sleep. You should be at such a peaceful state in your life that sleep should come easily. And that's what we, and a lot of us don't have that. I get it. I've been in a season where I wasn't there either. And I had to restructure some things so that I can get to that peaceful place. Kids are active. You know, kids calling it some, you know, I think sometimes all kids don't have behavioral problems. I worked with a child and a mother before, and she just didn't understand her child. All those teachers kept saying, you know, like, making it think like he had a behavior. He didn't have a behavior problem. The child loved football. The child was so smart. Now, when I'm telling you beyond, I said, well, I just asked the child one question. I said, okay, you're telling me you love football. Can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, what is it that you love about football? He said, well, it's not so much just about the sport. I like the sport. He said, I just want to know about everything. I want to know, like, how it all works. Like, how do you build a football? What's inside the football? How did this thing? And he was asking all these questions. I said,
I looked at the mom and I said, and she was like my friend, so this was a cool conversation. I said, "Your son is intelligent." I said, "Ain't nothing wrong with that boy. His intellect just ain't being stimulated. He's too far advanced for them. And they haven't catch on to that." So I asked him, I said, "Okay, show me what you want to look up about football." And then I had him look up how the football works. When I tell you this boy's mind and what he wrote and the smile on his face and just he felt like he was in his element. The only thing she could tell me was, "Thank you, Tanya." Oh my God. She found the connection with her son finally. Where they thought it was a behavioral problem, and it wasn't. He just wasn't being stimulated. It wasn't no behavior problem. They just wasn't on his level and understood where he was coming from because we didn't know the right questions to ask. And then I helped her find her peace. I'll never forget that. I helped her figure out how to find some time for herself in the day as a mom. And he was so occupied, she had the peace and the time now. And it wasn't anything like she thinking, like, "Oh, thank you, thank you." But because when we, and she was a young mom too, we were older then, but all this had happened. She was had responsibilities, two kids. And I say that because when we don't know ourselves, we miss the ball on stuff. It ain't even what we think it is a lot of the time. But we're so busy watching society and then we're trying to help society help us grow up and the old society rules. And no, it's not. It's not. But the only way you're going to tap into that is also you're going to have to heal and forgive. I'm sorry to the ones who parents weren't where they needed to be in life to allow you to be the kid that you needed to be. One thing my father always did, we would do like any of my friends and stuff like that. You came to our house, you were going to be a kid. Okay. Like my dad, like I love seeing kids be a kid. We used to go, my dad would take my friends and I to the zoo, to the circus. My dad's a baker. Like he liked to bake cakes and stuff like that. Like it's funny. And you're going to get the conversation. That's where I get it from. And that's just his personality. And so kids need to be kids. And it's like I say, everybody's situation is different. But your kids didn't ask to be here. And it's not your kids' responsibility to take care of you and stuff in your later years, not your early years. It's not your kids' responsibility to pay your bills when they get their first job. They just learning. Yes, you can help mom. But come on, mom. Come on, dad. Come on, y'all. Come on. That's not fair. And I'm not down to you, but I'm just saying we got to get it right now. Those are things in the past. Let's change the ways and let's get this right for our babies, for ourselves. Now, it might mean you have to make some sacrifices. It might mean you have to finish growing your child up so that you can get what you need too. But you can still work on you at the same time. Learning your love language and learning your child's love language at the same time is not an issue. But if you are responsible for someone, I need you to understand how to love them, because there's kids out here not feeling love and you could be hugging them and loving them and kissing them all day and it's not my love language, because what is my love language is quality time and you showing me love and gifts. I mean, and you thinking you're giving them gifts and you thinking they're not appreciative. No, they're appreciative, but you're not speaking their language because it may be just quality time. And quality time looks different for everyone. I explain how quality time looks for me. Quality time for me is not just watching a movie all day. Quality time for me is, "Baby, let's sit and have this conversation, okay?" Like, I love my dad. We be having these conversations. I'm like, "Oh, you get me. I get you, okay? We get each other." Like, I love that. But see, everybody's different. And my brother, he's different. He has his own love language. And my mother's different and she has hers. Everybody's different, but we have to start first in the household and figure out how do we love each other in this house? Before we start to try to love the outside world, that's why everything starts with self first. You're supposed to first learn how to love you, then learn how to love the people in your house.
Then you can learn it every anybody on the outside once you get that right. We got to get the foundation right, y'all. Because that's what's happening with this generation. And now they just out here in the world trying to find love and anything they can find it in. Material things, people, places. Somebody say they love them. They think, oh, this, whatever. Not really knowing it. Mama don't really know how to love herself because it never was shown to her. She never knew it, never got to live her life, maybe, different reason. Maybe she might have had a mom who never shown it, or just because she had to grow up fast. You see what I'm saying, y'all? We got to get this together as a community. So I don't want to talk too much on that one. I'm going to leave it there because that's a lot. And that's, I know that can be very emotional. And I'm sending hugs to anybody who may can relate or resonate with this. Because I see you. I understand you. I feel you. I get it. And let me tell you about your healing and your journey. This may resonate with you and it might be an epiphany that go off with you to make a change. Now, for those of you that came from mothers who or parents who couldn't, fathers too, you know, any type of parent that might have wasn't handling their responsibilities and it may you had to take on responsibilities early and they may not, this message may not resonate with them. It's okay. Save yourself first. Hear what I'm saying. Save you before you try to save anybody else. Long as you get it. So if the epiphany and the light bulb just went off on this message, start with you. If you have a child, worry about you and your child. Then we go back and get everybody if we can. Because sometimes you won't be the one to make the change. And that's the thing. Sometimes we try to bring everybody along. I always say everybody can't come. If this is resonating with you, fix you first. And sometimes people will see the change in you and see how you love yourself and it will cause a chain reaction and then they'll get their own epiphany and light bulb will go off to fix it. So it's going to be hurtful. I'm telling you now, if you try to go and fix somebody else from the past, because we want them, we want them. I think so much time when we as kids, we want to go back and fix our parents, you know, and things, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's beautiful. Fix you first because they got to go through their own walk too. Remember I said it's about mindset and we don't know what part in development they're stuck in either because they had a lot of stuff they had to go through. But if the light bulb went off with you, start with you. Learn you and your baby. Put this into practice with you and your own kids. Get this right. I promise you it'll fix itself if it's supposed to. But that's not your fight. I'm rooting for each and every one of you. I will see you next week on my episode. Episodes drop every Friday. You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Her Best Style. I'm on Facebook at Her Best Style. I also have a personal page. Woo, child. Work with your girl on a personal page. I just dropped a podcast episode called Lesson in Understanding Ourselves. And I talk about the personal page because just like you, I'm trying to figure it out. That page started so many years ago, and right now that page is in a repositioning stage. Let's just say that I'm trying to change it, but I'm more focused on the At Her Best Style because I'm more focused on this helping you guys. That's where my focus is. But I like to, you know, post things every now and then on my personal page, but don't take anything personally that I post on that page. But I will like support you on that page and, you know, shout you out. I love music. So sometimes I like to call out people in music and, you know, and just say, hey, you know, and shout out to the group for Washington. I see you guys doing your thing. You have beautiful voices and congratulations on picking up that gig and your hometown. So amazing and best wishes to you on your journey. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Also, make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, depending on where you're listening to. We're on all platforms. And look out for my coaching sessions opening soon. And I'll talk to you later.